And psychosis is but the result of the imprisonment in the golden gates of bourgeoisie society. And the most valuable meaning comes only from the narrative. The official narrative doesn't support. And lastly, what humans do to their nature, they do to their own selves. And there is no reason to complain, but only to stand up and get organized. And the excitement that derives from a natural beauty is most dangerous, while the excitement from an artificial beauty is most suffocating. And in the end, it's never a straight climb, but always one made of a lot of trials. And those natural phenomena that are pure when simulated by technology becomes a source of corruption. And the technology per se is not dangerous. What is dangerous is that it broadens the terrain in which it can be exerted. And it isn't about holding up to a tradition, but holding up to a tradition that is linked to our nature. The further up the governance, the bigger the squalor further down. And the world is so broad, and yet the main ability of humans is that of confining it into small boxes. And in the end, only who doesn't give in to the social commodities can understand the damage they cause to our nature. And war is never fully won, as the stigma of the perpetrator is always there to echo its violence. And history goes that the West attacks bewildered East, and then the East attacks bewildered West. And any capitalistic enterprise in the end is the plague of authenticity. And while maintaining our principle pure, we shall allow to be contaminated with any of its manifestations. And it only makes sense to grow our philosophy from our very nature without borrowing it from any evil establishment. And as the system imposes obedience, much of our effort goes into promoting disobedience, using our living according to nature as an example. And if progress is better for our industry, decline is better for our humanity. And the only thing that socialism didn't take in consideration is the extreme need for liberty that the humans need out of the cages it has built for them. And no matter what minority govern, it will shape the world according to its elitarian needs. And gentrification in the end is but the dedication of the environment to a mere extension of domestic commodities. And the biggest lesson contemporary society will have to learn is that it will have to die in order to guarantee life on Earth. And even in what is stainless, stains will be found, and it will have to be refurbished, if not substituted. And liberalism in the end is but a parking lot for kids growing hysterics without any natural supervision. And if in earnest fame is the destruction of our virtue, then media is the tool of our disintegration. And where the right stabs violently the left, sucks us slowly as a parasite, and therefore we ought to go straight. And while an artificially limited freedom is deadly and an unlimited freedom is boring, only a naturally limited freedom is most productive. And the highest form of human perversion is the jailing of any living creature, while the most noble one is self-containment. And we don't necessarily need a physical space, but can only relate to one in order to give the right proportion to our spiritual undertaking. And colonialism in the end is just but the injection of a modernity that on one hand has destroyed all the stereotypes and on the other has created new. And there is no hope in a full rewinding and rewilding of our history, but just in the attempt of finding a balance between our human skills and nature. And in one way or another, official culture is always hindering of the natural course of human life. And the importance lies in the creative process that the artificially accelerated process defies. And when nothing anymore can be built within a framework, one ought to escalate and build an overarching framework on top. And state power ascends, tossing its century-old tradition and descend by re-evaluating it and speculating on it. And there is certainly no diplomacy to break with the suffocating hierarchy, but only violence. And the state that has in the first place destroyed local culture now seek to promote culture. And the only modern culture is a culture of drama for being unable to fulfill our natural duties. And the more deaf is society, the more one ought to accomplish a powerful blast in order to be listened to. And it is when we turn into total outcast that we consider swimming of our own accord. And the crisis is always the best excuse to increase the power of the few and decrease that of the many. Only by truly losing everything without any fear we can gain our freedom. And in order to fully live, above all, our main authority shall be our own nature. And there is no longer such thing as teaching, but only a repeating of much corrected and sterilized conventions bringing no fertility. The more the industrial progress, the more the traffic, the more the alteration of our nature. And if only we would be able to accept our own dirt, we wouldn't have to import it. And whenever a society officially establishes a value, it comes less among its members. And everything is at a distance, we just have to move on and reach it. And the bourgeoisie is easy to traumatize as his world is limited to the compartments society gives to him. And the enemy is never who get caught in the system, but the system itself. And the fair battle is when there is no hater for the villain, but just a lot of compassion for the victim. And the only dangerous rage is the one that cannot fully manifest itself in rational words. And any small initiative is just a small step towards a big one. And while we ought to be careful about those we poison, we ought to stay away from them if they can also bite. It is not about the content per se, but about how it is packed to guarantee its transmission. And authorities may give us possibility to decide, but only minor things within the reach of their large decisions. And the more we see all ourselves in our bourgeoisie setting, the more perverted we become in our good and evil disposition. And we are induced to believe it is our brain and the body problem, when in fact it all derives from the apathy of our captivity. And if there are things that are far from power that gets celebrated, it's only because in one way or another they serve power.